this is the first year like Hollister that we've taken over their calls and.
Correct. I believe we should have had one in place for Forsyth and Marion Woods and Rocket Lane.
Mm-hmm. It's Circuit Court Municipal Division, Hollister.
Yes, that's because we entered their warrants for them.
Yeah, this has more to do with information and data sharing, and
that's yes.
That's all this is.
Yes, sir, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's not like there's any other. What's the agreements we have in place already for?
MOUs, mutual aid agreements.
Mutual aid agreements. This is just
right,
information
just
sharing.
Information sharing.
And data entry and IT.
Security. And, yes.
So there's one. Says that under the terms of the agreement, parties should jointly establish protocol to respond to all HIT confirmation requests within 10 minutes.
Which one are you looking at? Six or seven of them here.
This is the non-terminal agency agreement.
Okay.
For all of them.
Yes.
So you don't have any problems with that?
No.
You went over all of them and... There's nothing you can't live with.
I have, and the stuff that pertains to dispatch, I've had Aaron go over them and make sure that we are already doing everything that we need to do. And it's not going to be anything new.
On the information exchange agreement, attorney does recommend that if you have, because there's numerous documents, that we have to make sure that the requirements of all incorporated documents are met. So if there are any questions, we need to have him look at them.
Okay.
And that's on the information exchange agreement. So if those ever come up, just make sure your staff is.
Okay.
Just make sure that we contact him for clarification before there's any signatures done.
Brad, on that said, you just should have a copy of this.
His letter? I don't have a copy.
You should have. Mm-hmm. So you know exactly what the concerns are.
Thank you.
So
one of these is with the IT department, which is through our county. I guess the reason they do that is because a lot of counties don't have their own IT people, and they use an outside firm, so there's got to be an agreement. And they said that even though we're using our own, we still need to have an agreement.
So, I mean, he does have concern with one of the agreements, but do we want to, I mean, I have a couple questions, but does it matter? Like, do we want to go ahead and approve all of these, or if we have a question, do we want to get with Mr. Elliott before we sign, or do you guys have a thought there?
Brad, we're going to get with Mr. Elliott in either later today or tomorrow or the next day and posted for something else, perhaps. Can this be done at that same time?
Yes.
Can the commission address any concerns that they want to ask Mr. Ellard? It'd be posted to approve it that time?
At that time. That's fine. Is that all right? I didn't know if it was okay. Do you want to do any, like the non-terminal one, or do you just want to wait on all of them? Or the terminal agency agreement?
I suggest we just do them all at once.
Do them all at once, okay.
Is that acceptable with you, Brad?
Yes, ma'am.
Suggest after looking at that, if you have any questions, please share them.
Okay.
With us.
Yeah, I will.
Is that, did you give them the full?
Gave him the copy for, Travis has said whenever it pertains to them like that, they should have a copy. And I didn't realize that all that was detailed. I hadn't had a chance to look at it. I would have given it to you already.
Fee agreement for correction officer training number 22-089, Sheriff. I do have a letter dated August 26, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is to allocate about $16,000 for a correctional officer.
Yes,
training.
We had discussed that in the budget in December. That was the $16,000 in the training fund. Out of the jail budget will allow us to send four correction officers a year to the police academy so we can have post-certified corrections officers.
Move to approve the fee agreement for correction officer training.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Correctional Officers Training Agreement, number 22-088, Sheriff.
And that is basically regarding the same thing. That is the contract that the correction officer will sign prior to attending the academy that states that they will, upon completion, stay employed with the county for a minimum of 2 years, otherwise they will have to pay back the cost of the academy.
Have you had any show interest in sign up for this?
We have. We actually have, I think I have six so far that have put their name on the list, and then we've had a couple more that have applied for a job, knowing that they'll have that opportunity in the future. So.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
The Sheriff's Academy in Stone County, it starts in January, so the way they have their application process, it has to be within, I think, 120 days of the Academy start. So that's why once we get these done, the folks that are interested, we'll get their application going, and I think it'll be good.
Move to approve the Taney County Correction Officer Training Agreement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've only got one abatement to bring to you. It is a real estate paid abatement, so it is a possible refund. The abatement number is 212-866. And the notes I have for it are taxpayer called in and said the trailer had not been on the property for several years. KED verified it on 8-8-2022. The delinquent taxes for 2019, 2020, and 2021 were paid on 8-22-22. The assessor is abating 2021 only.
I'd like to speak to that if I could.
Go ahead.
Okay. We didn't know the complete circumstances. The owner brought us some paperwork. I think this is a where someone passed away and someone acquired it, inherited it. The reason they brought in their American Bankers Insurance, it shows that it was repossessed. My difficulty in doing the abatement was this was not paid for three full years. They just came in and paid it. And so if I know that something's not there, I took it off, and they did pay that, so we did it this year. But I didn't feel comfortable going back 2 years when no one pointed it out in the ownership. They didn't pay.
What day was it repossessed? No, I meant for you. You just tell me. What day did it repossessed? Oh, no, December 2020? So then it wouldn't have been repossessed until then, so it would have been on the tax roll. So.
Any question on the abatement for 2021?
No, we need to label as Exhibit B, though.
I'm just going to call the abatement number. We'll label as Exhibit B and approve of abatement Exhibit B for August
29,
2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Fall cleanup discussion.
Yes, October is quickly approaching, and last year we had our fall cleanup. I was coming to you today to get the October 21st and 22nd approved to have the fall cleanup. We've already been having calls from people on it and wanting to have it then, and I checked all other dates, and we would not be interfering with any kind of hunting event or any of that that people normally.
What day did you say?
October 21st and 22nd, a Friday and Saturday.
It's my anniversary.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, that interferes with the important date.
That didn't figure.
Would you plan on going and helping clean up?
I was planning on. I usually go out there every time.
Just leave your credit card with me.
If Mr. Williams is a big help to you on that, we don't want to.
Yeah.
Do the guys not want to see me those days?
They always mention your name.
Those dates are fine with me.
I'm good.
Good.
Okay. And that will give me plenty of time to let the whichever vendor is going to supply the containers know to have at least 10 available, because we have ran into that a couple times. They didn't have enough notice to have enough big containers. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we'll be in recess. I've got 12 o'clock noon, 12 a.m. We'll recess.